I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Matthew Perry could be honored with a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce is in charge of all of those big stars that are around Hollywood. And they confirmed to Entertainment Tonight that he had actually been eligible award for the back in 2013, but they never scheduled a ceremony. And back in 2018, it ended up expiring. But they said, look, if he wants one, if his family wants one, they will absolutely make it happen, which would be a really cool thing, right? To be able to honor him after his death.
We've talked about the Hollywood stars on the Walk of Fame. Doesn't somebody have to nominate and then pay for it?
And
yes.
You have to pay for it yourself.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Is it expensive?
Yeah. I want to say it's $35,000.
I think it's $75,000.
Maybe it went up since I moved.
Inflation. But right now, it's just up to his family. Apparently, they've asked just to get their approval. And we don't know what's going to happen, obviously, until they give that final stamp and allow it to happen. But something else that's going on in the Matthew Perry story is that his funeral was on Friday. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer were, of course, all there. It took place at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in L.A. Wasn't too far from where they filmed Friends on the Warner Bros. Studio lot. And yeah, his entire family and friends were there to support.
Did I read this morning that the charity that he started launches today also?
Yeah, so it launched on Friday, the same day as his funeral. It's called the Matthew Perry Foundation, and it's to help people struggling with the disease of addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he still gets from the friends residuals and I think he gets $20 million a year.
What?
Oh my God.
Just for him?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. They all get it's insane how much money they get every single year. And he wasn't married, didn't have any kids.
Wow.
And so it's going to go to his mom and dad, and that's going to go to fund the addiction center.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if I read that correctly.
You did.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to talk about it on tour. All the members of Friends made so much money off syndication. You make way more money off syndication than you do when you're actually on the
show. It's not like radio.
Yeah, it's a very different show.
Okay, Joe Jonas, I think he's on some big PR campaign to make himself look better with this whole divorce thing going on with his wife. Because, of course, Sophie Turner's been bopping around with mega superstar Taylor Swift. And, of course, all the girlies are going to want to be on her side. But I think his PR team is working overtime because I've seen him be very active on TikTok, telling some very funny, very relatable stories. So I saw something last week where he had gotten recognized in a CVS, but he didn't get the compliment that he thought he was going to get.
So I just walked into a CVS and the security guy goes, "Oh, Joe Jonas." And I said, "Hey, man, what's going on?" And he goes, shook his hand, and he goes, "Man, you look crazy in person. I don't know. Is that a compliment?"
You look crazy in person?
You look crazy in person.
Definitely not a compliment.
No.
Mance is just out here trying to get his toiletries, and he's out here getting insulted.
Unless the person was so, like, overcome with excitement, they meant to say, it's crazy to see you in person, but instead they said, you look crazy in person, and accidentally insulted him.
I wonder if we could get the phones going later on in the show and ask people, like, when you met a celebrity, I mean, how did you make a fool out of yourself?
How'd you goof it up?
Yeah, how'd you goof it up? You had one shot.
You just forget how to use words. Yeah. Yep.
Reminds me of when I saw Michael Irvin and told him he was Michael Irvin.
A wide receiver for that.
You're Michael Irvin.
Dumbest thing I ever said.
He's like, yes, I am. But that's not all. His relatability campaign still goes strong on TikTok, because yesterday I saw that he was at the same restaurant as comedian Nathan Fielder. And I guess Joe Jonas is like this big fan of him. So when he saw him at this restaurant, he decided, you know what, I'm going to say hello in a nice way and send him over a drink. And turns out Nathan Fielder also sent him over something else, not quite as special as a drink, but maybe up there.
So last night, I noticed Nathan Fielder was at the same restaurant I was having dinner at, and I wanted to send him a drink, so I asked the waiter if we could send something over, and he sent back, as a thank you, mayonnaise.
And then he took a picture of the mayonnaise and attached it to the TikTok, and it was just like his thank you mayonnaise from Nathan Fielder. To me, I almost feel like that's like the celeb equivalent of saying you look crazy in person, just forgetting how to act like a normal human and just try and impress Joe Jonas with the restaurant's mayonnaise, which might have been good.
That's not going to work. No.
No, I don't think so either. But like if I came across Joe Jonas in person, like I don't know. Like part of me thinks that I would want to say words for all the all the women that he spurned in the last couple of years, from Taylor Swift to Sophie Turner. But I think I would just probably be like, you're Joe Jonas. We shall see. Okay, Barbara Streisand, she might be the one person we actually want to hear about her memoir. No shade to Jada Pinkett Smith. It's on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.